Bandwidth and hosting for the British Tech Network is provided by UK2.net. Innovative, affordable, and reliable web hosting. Good Thursday to you, BTN News listeners. Welcome to today's edition of the BTN News Show. I'm your host, as always, Kyle Swagger. It's the 14th of December, 2017. All the best technology news that happened over the past 24 hours, and we'll sprinkle 48 hours in there for you a little bit here and there. Coming your way right now in about 5 minutes. Well, you know we're coming to the end of the year when our first news story, because the lack of news, has to do with Apple letting you pre-order apps. Developers will be able to put their app up for pre-order up to 90 days ahead of release, which is actually good for the developers because before, once your app is released, then you can only push it then and say, hey, go get it. Just like you pre-order a new movie or, say, the latest new music release, once it becomes available, the app will automatically download on the day of release. Heading over to stateside for some news now. You would think, with the much cord cuttings going on right now, the last thing you'd want to do is launch a TV service. But apparently T-Mobile doesn't believe in all that crap going on right now. Yes, indeed, it is official that T-Mobile will launch its own television service in 2018. How are they doing this? Well, they acquired Layer 3 TV. That's that company that integrates TV streaming and social networking. Maybe we can kind of see where this is going now. Now, T-Mobile actually backed up their reason for saying starting their own TV service, saying that people are cutting the cord out there based on their dissatisfaction with the companies they're with, not because they don't like watching TV anymore, which is hopefully hinting that T-Mobile will have those long and ridiculous contracts. Now, this story actually could be an and finally, but since we have crap for Christmas, I pushed this one back just a little bit. Have you ever completed your Uber trip and said, oh yeah, I can hear my phone, it's all done? Have you ever really looked to see what you spent? You might want to do that now. A customer in Toronto was charged $18,518 Canadian dollars, for a ride that was supposed to cost about $20. Now, of course, once the guy shared it with the world, I'm assuming by social media, Uber was quick to respond saying, no, don't worry, we'll get you a full refund there. In fact, they actually sent out a full apology stating that it was a big error on their part. Yeah, no kidding. I mean, come on, Uber, I know you increase your prices around this time of year, but that's a little ridiculous. And finally, time to get old Saint Nick on the phone. He actually did call me yesterday, if you guys tuned into yesterday's show, even though there really wasn't a show, but Santa thought there was. So hopefully he isn't too angry at me and he'll actually pick up the phone today.
Santa.
Hi, Santa.
Sorry I missed you yesterday. Do apologize. Uh-huh. I really must get a planner or a calendar.
Yeah.
Or something similar.
Yeah, it'd be a good idea.
Bloody awful. So sorry.
No problem. It's okay.
No, now, I was in a pub the other day, or someone else was in the pub, and they noticed that there's beer that's got my picture on.
Oh.
I was a bit disturbed because I don't believe that I ever sponsored that beer or put my name to it, but... Uh-huh. They say that I definitely did, so I don't know. I'd like to announce an appeal to anyone who knows whether I did sign for it or not to come forward. I was very drunk last year, though.
Imagine
so
that.
It might not be me.
Yeah.
And I was very excited to see that old Trumpy boy, he's said that he's going to go to space again.
Yeah, I've seen that.
And the moon.
Yeah, and the moon.
Yes. Well, I've been there.
Oh.
Yes, because I did a training run with the lads, and I went out there. Of course, I don't need oxygen or anything. And there's nothing there. So, yes.
Really?
It's just dust.
Really?
Just crunchy dust.
Really?
Yes, there's nothing worth having there at all.
What about Mars?
Mars, even worse. Even
really?
Worse, mate.
Really?
Complete waste of time.
Well, what about, like, searching for, you know, more intelligent life?
No, we are the only intelligent life in the universe. Well, I am.
Huh.
The rest of you, not so much. But I am.
How about the crap for Christmas today?
Okay. Today's crap for Christmas is the unisex crap Christmas present fun apron. There's another one on Amazon, and it's a red apron or a blue apron or a black apron that says crap Christmas present on it. Yeah. There's a theme developing here. Have you noticed?
Yeah, I can see.
Yes.
Yeah.
It's all Amazon. And it's all got my associate's code on it, so I make an absolute bloody fortune.
Do you really need to be doing that, Santa?
Well,
really?
How else am I going to do it? I'm giving up all the deliveries, so, yeah, I need it. Anyway, ho, ho, ho. See you tomorrow. Thanks for it. Are we on tomorrow?
Yes.
Is it tomorrow?
Yes.
No.
Yes.
Okay.
Oh, for God's sake.
See you tomorrow. Cheers, Carl. Bye.
Merry Christmas, Santa. We'll see if he shows up tomorrow. If you've got a story and no one else will listen, send it to us at BritishTechNews@gmail.com. BritishTechNetwork.com is our website for the podcast, blog, advent calendars over there, too. If you haven't checked that out, you really should. You can also check out our Facebook and Instagram pages at British Tech Network. Check us out on Twitter as well at British Tech. You can check me on Twitter as well at Kyle Swagger. Well, one place you really got to check out is our Slack room with our BTN community. Come on over and join us. You can do it at britishtech.slack.com. The new show will be back for your Friday edition. We'll get you caught up with the best technology news that will happen over the next 24 hours. Hopefully, Santa will be around to actually answer the phone again and not be too wasted. In the meantime, have a great Thursday, and thank you very much, as always, for listening.